Doug, you're always pretty cool and calm, and I was bragging about you yesterday how you say no matter how crazy it gets on Wall Street, you just got to hold course. But you had to be thinking, wow, this is pretty bizarre.
It was pretty bizarre indeed, no question, Tony. Yeah, you know, maybe just to clarify that, you know, I think you got to hold firm to your plan. Whatever your plan is, that can be, I guess people could feel that means, you know, you're in it and you stick no matter what. And I don't think that's true. I forget who it was that said something to the effect, when the facts change, you know, I change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, the facts are changing. There's 6 Federal Reserve banks in this country, and they report on regional economic activity. And over the last month, and this is a change, 3 of those regional areas showed actual contraction in the economy. 2 are teetering, you know, plus or minus contraction, very modest growth. And only 1 grew, which was Chicago, so the Midwest. But that actually contracted about 10%. And so it does appear, you know, I mean, you could give you umpteen figures for it. But the reality is that the economy is certainly slowing. And now we're getting to the point where we're teetering on recession. I'm not here to predict we're going into recession. I don't think anybody knows yet. You know, we can't really quantify what the fallout was from Japan because, you know, besides the human tragedy, it certainly was a massive disruption to the supply chain from technology, semiconductors, auto parts, et cetera. So, you know, maybe that, as that normalizes again, the production, you know, things start to accelerate in the fourth quarter, and that's what I'm hopeful for. But at the same time, the facts are starting to change. And so I think it's critical that people examine, you know, where we're at. This, you know, ride that we had down and then, you know, that explosion to the upside yesterday gives people an indication that something maybe is changing. I mean, those kind of things typically, of course, they can happen at any time, but in general, they don't happen unless there starts to be some type of catalyst that is making people change their opinion. And that, you know, that could be afoot right now. So just something to be cognizant of.
So when what happened over the course of that week, and you're telling your folks the whole course when things change, do you tell them to sell?
Well, we actually had raised for a lot of people that can subscribe to this methodology, we were around 25% to 30% cash in front of it, and we did not deploy that yesterday. Although yesterday's rally was impressive, one of the things I like to watch for is volume, which is just the number of shares that trade hands. And you know, strong volume typically would suggest that you have institutional buyers like mutual funds and pensions and things like this. Volume actually was less than it was on Monday. Well, Monday it was pretty clear what people were doing, right? It was a 634-point dive in the Dow, and you had people going through the exit door as fast as they possibly can. You could, you know, it was indiscriminate. Yesterday, you know, we were all over the map, and we had this huge run in the last hour and 15 minutes up. But the volume was, although high, it was, you know, lower than Monday. So it didn't feel like kind of real commitment to me. And, you know, this is probably hard to explain on the radio, but one thing that happened after the Federal Reserve came out is interest rates collapsed. Collapsed. The 10-year bond is yielding about 2.1% right now. I mean, you know, think about that, Tony. You tie your money up for 10 years, and, you know, your gross return is going to be 21%. I mean, it's awful. But I think what happened was when those rates dropped, money suddenly said, well, I can't, you know, I'm not going to survive on 2.1. Money went into the stock market. And there's this, you know, I'm not going to get into it because it's just too hard to explain, I think, in a short period of time, but there's a thing called the dollar carry trade. People ought to Google that. It's an interesting thing. Essentially, people borrowed money for free, low rates, and they buy risk assets, stocks. And I think that's what happened. I mean, you can't say that for sure, but it sure felt like it because we were down about 180 points. And as I said, in an hour and 15, we ended up 14. So that's a 600-point move in 75 minutes. I mean, that's crazy.
All right, Doug, I got about 10, 15 seconds left. What's going to be the ride for the rest of the week?
Well, the rest of the week's going to going to be volatile, I think, Tony. The dollar's down about 1% this morning. The Dow's indicating right now, and it's been all over again this morning, about 90 points. So, you know, again, I would encourage people, look at what you're trying to do. How much risk are you willing to take on, and make sure your portfolio is consistent with that, because people tend to have more risk than they want, and they find out they have too much when the market does what it's been doing.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
All right, Tony.